Guys. So loud, interrupting Josh. Yes, you are correct. That is impressive for first day. Have to go back three or four times usually. Yeah. I'll like walk outside for a half hour and be like, listen, we it's gotta. Yeah. the power of the sun in the palm of. I have to turn this off because my desk is near the window, so it looks like there's a strip club in my apartment to people outside. But yeah, so I don't use that at my desk, but.
I didn't get enough sun today. I work like 20 feet from a window. We went to this weird club in my building to get lunch, and I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Like, it was cloudy, but I like walking around. So I didn't get enough sun today. It makes me sweat so bad. It's a heat lamp, yeah. What else would it be? I think UV is harmful. UV stimulates thoughts in the brain. That's most of it. I read on a podcast. No, we want the brain to be calm and in a recovering state. Nope. Definitely wasn't borate. That sounds like a mineral. Boron. Yeah, but he's not eating boride. He's not eating a mineral. No, he's eating boron glycinate, boron bisglycinate. So it has the other part of the boron is easily cleaved by the human body. You're sold out. That's close. That's close to methylene blue. Oh. Ghost Oreo is very good. If you think those are bad, go to the non-protein powders. They have like super greens and like gamer sup type shit, like more pre-workouts. If you thought the protein powders were sweet, these will absolutely kill you. I can't have them, and I love sweet stuff. He would be focusing sharply if he had his daily boron intake. We can filibuster. I think Josh was my ride, or was my ride. Okay. I can come to you. Oh. Okay. The stairs are on the other side of the room. There I go, perceiving again. All right, man. And Can Dyvex attempt to detect or like discern any sort of magical consequences for touching this? On the door? I mean, I would like to try to discern what is going to happen with the door. I imagine there's magical consequences or like not a physical effect. If it's possible by seeing and reading the aura. If the door were a magic item, how would I go about activating it? Yeah, I think the mod differential is just too high to roll a religion. 54. You can try. Is this signature similar to the mimic books that we saw in the annex? Well, actually, has it? Well, has it? Can. Oh, no, not me. The man. Yeah. Also, you get a higher score by your hospital bill. So when you fall in the bottom, it'll like go up through tens of thousands of dollars. It's a boneless door. Oh no. This isn't Tetris. All right. Copper piece. That makes a walkthrough. I'm sure we'll get another one of them in due time. That was our second one, anyways. Dyvex will turn to the other two. Told you. Can Dyvex peep and make sure the door is closed in the real world to the stairwell? Away. Should we close it then? And the other one? Wait, that's a good point. We should go close both doors. And Dyvex will hop. Yeah. Could be. Yeah, there's no point in you rolling. What? And I look, they look down the stairwell. Can it?
mean,
We told him not to fuck with the door. Well, what the fuck? Well, yeah. Oh. Guys, I was gonna say one question before. Divex and Henrik investigate. Where does the sound originate from the door? Like,
So when the door opened and like slid into the wall, it didn't like become mumbled as he said, "You've opened me." Oh. That ruins my immersion. Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to. The door opens. It's kind of a weird. So let's go check on the door. So we'll pop into the cognitive and converse if the door will respond.
But not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
want to tell you. I wonder if the door does. Oh. What do you mean? Oh, I thought we had to accuse it of being closed or something. Door. I could have told you that would have happened. I like surprises. To the god.
Yeah. A pass wall.
You mean the spell that stops if there's a thin sheet of metal?
No.
I've had a greater insistent door knocker in my back pocket for two sessions now, knowing I can't use it. That's why I asked Josh, is there a thin sheet of metal in the wall? He said the wall is a thin sheet of metal. No, I know. So we want to get through the wall? Can I touch it with the rod of cancellation? Need healing. Dyvex does need healing. Boundary. We'll be level rolling. Also, the mod is a 32. I'm blessed if you're looking at my character sheet in Andrew. Because I was very confused. I was like, I have a 32. Where do you... Well, because I also hallucinated an extra plus one on my arcana and on my perception. So when I opened my stat sheet, I was like, did I have a 32 perception? Why is it 31? So when you're like randomly adding one, I was like, I didn't hallucinate it. I do have all these plus ones everywhere. So 44. Okay. Do you guys want to try the hammer again? The funny thing is that's where my mind went to, like. Do we want to try the and then just with the hammer? Six. All right. I was going to before I tapped it with the rod, but now I don't know if I need to disintegrate. Before he does that, is it mad? Is it magic again? Okay, go ahead. Proceed. Phase bolt. Thirty-two. Thirty-two. I'm gonna walk in too. Forty-three for Divex. Yeah, Tanner has to get some practice in because he's getting embarrassed. What helped him be Henrik's role? It shouldn't be. Sure. I mean, we're still between the floors, though, right? Is it not external to the spider? And the spider's like spinning or rotating? Whatever. Probably not, it's not important. Okay. No, I can pop it. I pop it. Talk to it. I'm not against talking to it. Well, I mean, if we go look at the books, if he's mildly friendly, he might be like, "Oh, what are you guys doing?" And then we can talk to him. I don't think it'll garner that much negative attention if we just go look at the books. Yeah, I mean, harm. What do you want? Over. What's wrong with learning?
Are we?
Oh, we can't know about the current risen. You need to. Are they here? They have a lot of channels, yeah. You don't want to see the reseed command. It spikes the probability of ones. Gosh, can Dyvex tell if these two, they're probably not tautological, but I don't know. Reading their magical energies, is anything weird going on with their magical energies? I worry they're not at full health. Is this an identify magic check? It's just our straight arcana. Okay, then it's a 60 crit. It's attempting to read their magical energies and sort of parse out what's going on. They're the counterpart to the narrative. The narrative writes the story and they watch the story. Oh, he lost something when he left? Yeah, I mean, so, if I may, a very powerful compatriot of ours was just kidnapped. We were hoping to find him here. I don't think we should be distracted by going and killing Imix as a first priority so that we can learn something about the FEEP. I think we need some level of finding the broker or taking upon the mission upon ourselves to finish. So I think that should come before going and killing a mix. Yeah, fuck it. That would be great, yeah. What does it cost? You like magic items? Oh, he's in the lighthouse. Okay. Thank you. For the knowledge. We shall go. Onward. Oh, and it's not just for vendetta reasons, although that is a strong motivator. We found you may be familiar with them, a couple of watchers, observers. Yeah, sure, just throw all the synonyms. Yeah, they're closely they're kind of like the other side of the narrative. The narrative narrates, they observe. They know, they keep track of who has echo fragments and they have knowledge on them, but they do not share it unless you're another observer. And Imix became an observer and then left his post. So if we kill Imix, there is an observer post ready for one of us. Yeah. Yeah, what happened? As like a prank? Are you still over the threshold? Okay. We do. We. Because well, we do have a gun. I mean, what's the alternative? Like, we have to take a divinity scalpel and carve out some of your divinity and send it off to a lab? Like, well, hold on. Divinity Leech. Oh. Well, so that's the thing. So the lighthouse is currently trapping you, the three Thessians, and the Pheep, and how many others? None others. Thousands. Okay. So is this.
Well, one of the things that we could do, well, that's actually what I was thinking. And Dyvex will click a pen. He's got like a legal pad out. We can interview people and see if they can take divinity. We're in a jail full of people that have ascended. It was his pet rat that he had in his pocket on accident during the ritual. No, the rat. Process. Can you bless us with something credit wise?
He almost brandished it a couple of sessions ago. It's like, he's about to fucking blind us with a goddamn sword. That's so fucking Yeah, because of all the magic we've seen, we've not seen a laser sword. Help. As a free action? Oh. These are a decent sub now, and pull out his Sadducean badge. He's like, he has to sit down and take a shit. Don't think we're close, though. Okay, well, hold on. Before you say it, we're always in front of the eyeball creatures, as far as I understand them. Continue. You could just say it in front of me and you. They don't have to listen. Sure. What are we doing? These are some of the most neutral creatures we've run into. They've helped us a bunch. I don't think he has it himself.
I think he said we could take him or not, and we'll know quickly. And if it's the or not, then we may have to use the needle. I'll roll it. He has it. Jesus. Did that mean that I forgot the character's name? No. No, the one the party member who ascended. Dorkin. Does that mean Dorkin is we can go see Dorkin? Yeah. Oh, front. Oh. Wow. Yeah, let's do it.
He said something when he joined, but it's just fizzled.
That's right.
I will sorry, I'm looking at a feat and I'm debating asking Josh if I can respec before we start. But I will pop a spell turning and a bless. So Josh, if I didn't think too hard about one of my choices on level 18, actually wait, I'm not sure how this fucks up shit that I do for level 20. I actually don't think it does. That's fine. We'll figure it out. Okay.
That's it. Wait, so when you announced his, this isn't like additional health he gets from, he got from stuff. Like, what do you mean there's three of, what were the, yeah. Oh, okay. Cell's conviction. We also got the Heroes Feast off. Or did we not? Oh, we have to roll for stuff.
Do we want to roll for the Heroes Feast? Yeah, nine. I don't think it's worth it to like we want the critical success. So fifth level, yeah.
Forty-eight.
Yeah, we're maxed out at the 20.
Oh. Of
course. You're not supposed to roll well, you're supposed to roll a die. Huh.
Prayer.
Many people are wanting this.
Dybex is a good person.
What? It's in our blood to kill Imix and his people. It's in our blood to kill. It's the whole. Dybex, he's the only good one. That's how you can tell. Yeah, he's just trying to kill Imix for the love of the game. Everyone else has a genetic predisposition. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, the bugs. I recently read The Call of Cthulhu, and I do appreciate all of the like cosmic horror elements. Like I forgot the name of the city in that story, but the fact that like humans can't comprehend the rooftops when they look at it just looks off and weird. And then when we look at the city in yellow, it's like, yeah, it's just weird. You can't, like, oh. That was because I read it with my brother. We were talking about it afterwards. He's like, "Yeah, I know. I can totally understand. This guy got away with a lot because he could really write. He got away with a lot." I was like, "All right." Well, I think he meant more recently, like he still read because it's like, well, I mean. You guys don't understand. Cthulhu, it's all an allegory for the Irish. Like, ever, it's creepy, they're slimy, they kill people. No. Go ahead. Okay. I'll Okay. Ooh, I didn't read the spoiler, but the fact that you guys said it's a twist, I think I'm not sure I read it, but I think we might have, yeah. But I can't fully remember the twist, so don't tell me. I'd like to. That's fine, yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's
No, but that's the truth, though. The Sundom have a predisposition to kill Imix and his people. This is why Tech's like, well, to kill Imix's people. Yeah, we'll be, which means we are the apex of the Sundom genetics. Wendy. That was the purpose of the All Saint experiment. It wasn't to make Thessian killing weapons, it was to finish off the people that were colonized.
Yeah.
Next Monday. Adios.